Yeah, good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. You must be excited. The win yesterday, how did it look through your eyes?
Yeah, very excited. It was exactly what we could have hoped for, a win at round one, and certainly makes a long weekend a bit more enjoyable than if it hadn't gone our way. But, yeah, great performance. We're wrapped with the players and, yeah, great start to the year.
It must also be exciting to, A, coach a side, but also for the players' perspective, taking part after what has been, 500-odd days without local footy.
For sure. I think the whole community as well. It was an amazing crowd there yesterday as well. And, I think everyone's just happy to have footy back and a bit of normality back. And, we probably all realised how much we missed it.
Matthew Thornton, of course, kicking a couple of goals. But you had several single goal kickers. A good team spread.
Yeah, I think that's important now. We don't have just one avenue, so we sort of want to share that load, and we think we're dangerous forward, and all of there and some of the other guys that flow through there can hit the scoreboard at times, and makes us a little bit unpredictable, and big Matt's going to be a key player for us, but we just need him to compete and do his job, and he'll always bob up with a couple, but we've got some really dangerous small forwards, so we're putting together a forward line that can get the job done, hopefully, for us each week.
Now, you got some new faces into the club. Can you just run through a couple of them? Tell us a little bit about them.
Yeah, so I guess it's probably a little bit more than usual, considering it's almost, two seasons worth of recruiting and changes and all of that sort of stuff to go into one week. But, we had young Noah Walsh played his first senior game yesterday. Noah's been involved in the Pioneers for a couple of years. And, Sandhurst Jr., and it was great to give him an opportunity yesterday. He no doubt would have played over the last couple of years, but just didn't quite sort of work out in the timing. But he was outstanding yesterday, just sort of played across half-back. Mitch Rovers, a young guy from Kangaroo Flat, came across to us this year, and he's a small forward who played really well yesterday. Bo Cross from Horsham's come across as assistant coach, and had a really impressive second half yesterday. We've had a couple that have returned to the club, but it was certainly a new look side for us, and a bit of a new look side for Strath as well. It was good to see both sides were pretty young, and it bodes well for the future for both clubs.
Now, what goes into being a senior coach, Ash? Like from a game day perspective, all we see is the coach making the moves, the strategic side of things. But what actually goes in for a week, perhaps as a coach of a local footy club?
Yeah, look, it's pretty involved, and I think that's why we're seeing over the last few years that the majority of clubs now go to a non-playing coach. As country footy has got, there's a huge advantage to be gained by preparation and, working on game style and the way you want to set up sort of on both sides of the footy. And then the other side now is it's very much the main social outlet for a lot of our players. So it's a lot of people management and trying to get the best out of everyone. And it's a hell of a lot of planning and, it's quite time consuming now. So not that it hasn't been in the past, but it's certainly much more involved now. If you're not putting the time in, your side loses an advantage and certainly the top clubs in the league the talent is not that different. So there's certainly a big advantage to just having everyone on the same page of the way you want to play. So I'm sure all coaches would agree it's almost a second job now.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of work that does go into it. I know many moons ago when I was doing junior football, and I'm talking many moons ago, even that was tough. So I can only imagine what it's like in 2021. Now, you take on Maryborough next week, a couple of days off, and then no doubt back on the training track. Then you take on Maryborough. They've had their struggles over the years. How do you see that one going and out of their camp?
Yeah, it's always a little bit unknown, but I guess one thing we're preparing for is they'll be significantly improved from the last season we had. Got a very good coach and picked up some really good players, and they had a really good core group anyway. The times we played them a couple of years ago, we certainly had a struggle to get past them, and we expect round one. It's round one for them, so they'll be jumping out of their skin and ready to go and excited about playing footy. And our challenge is to sort of put yesterday behind us and take the good things and work on the things that didn't quite happen and back it up again.
Yeah, Ashley, I really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View. Have a wonderful Easter and good luck next week.
Thank you, mate. Thanks. Same to you.